I visited Calgary's $236,000 poop palace. It's even crappier in person. Took a tour through Forest Lawn with my pal Gargar and laid eyes on the now infamous poop palace. It's a sewage lift station with LED lights that blink based on the speed of waste flow, and it costs $236,000. That's your tax money literally going down the drain. This gem was built under Naheed Nenshi, who now wants to be Premier of Alberta as leader of the NDP. If this is how he governed Calgary, imagine the waste if he gets his hands on the province. But Mayor Jyoti Gondek hasn't exactly slammed the brakes on the spending spree either. She wasn't on council when the poop palace was approved. Since taking office, here are three head-shaking taxpayer-funded projects. $2.25 million for the Spirit of Water at the BMO Center, public art that's supposed to evoke flowing water. Meanwhile, actual infrastructure continues to crumble. $70 million to transform Olympic Plaza. Instead of basic maintenance, City Hall is taking a jackhammer to a historic 1988 legacy site, all for a makeover no one asked for. $65,000 for hotline to listen to the Bow River. Yes, taxpayer dollars went to a phone number you can call to hear water sounds. Ever heard of the internet? This isn't vision. It's vanity government at its worst. Nenshi built the culture. Gondek doubled down. And if Nenshi becomes premier, get ready for the province-wide version of the poop palace. Calgary needs a city council that understands priorities. Roads before river hotlines. Services before stunts. Common sense before consultants. Next election, vote for leaders who respect taxpayers and focus on what matters.